Hey everybody, what's going on? This is Leon LeGray back, giving you a brand new episode on episode 193 of the Leon LeGray podcast. I hope all of you are doing well, and I'm sure everyone is like, where have you been? Where was the new episode? Well, I've been very busy lately. So, and that's why I've stopped for a while, and also I have come back, and then I stopped, and then I come back here and back and forth again, because I was trying to find my own drive. And also, not just that, I've been pretty much busy with work as of lately that kept me from doing any recordings. So I'm back yet once again doing what I do and trying not to get all hanged up or get lazy, or trying not to be productive. And sometimes it's hard to be productive when you have work on the other side. And to me, the reason I do podcasting is because of the fun of it. Why I do this? Because I love podcasting. I love giving my opinions about the world, technology, things like that that comes into mind. And for me, I always liked where, I mean, back then when I was doing podcasting so frequently, this was probably over a year ago, where I wanted to go ahead and share my thoughts and things like that, what's been going on lately. And even since last year, when the world was still crazy enough that I end up talking about other things besides the tech world, the tech space, I end up talking about other things that came to mind. But for me, that was something I was going through. And then lately, I've been going through a move as recent. And I'm sure many of you heard that I was going to be moving to Florida. But now, where I'm at right now is I decided not to move to Florida. That's where I'm at. So I'm staying. And reason is that I saw the tunnel, the light through the end of the tunnel, and I saw what Florida was, and I decided maybe Florida is not for me. And I'd look into it, that's why. And things are getting way too expensive, and also I've waited too long to make that move, and I decided, you know what, I've called it out, and I said, no, thank you. Because also, there are plenty of opportunities everywhere that I can still stay around too, and plus, there are other things. And to me, if I wanted to take a job, I'll probably go through another way, like remote work and things of that nature too. To me, work is everywhere, and you don't have to move to another state to get to work. And one thing I always considered, if I wanted to do what I love, don't just move to another state that makes you happy. Maybe you want to, if that's the way it is, but I did end up deciding, you know what? If I wanted to move, how about consider moving to another country instead? And this is the words coming from Andrew Henderson from Nomad Capitalist. So, and that's why I figured I'd go ahead and talk about today on a different subject. So instead of just kind of social or tech issues, things like that too, and things in the internet, I wanted to go over about podcasting, which to me, I wanted to bring up the title on today's title, what I've learned from my 6 years of podcasting, in something very simple, very sweet, nothing too long of the subject, which normally I will end up talking about things like that too. And I know in this episode, I'm not going to bring sponsorships, anything like that. So I figured, let me just drop it and get right to the point of this episode, and just giving you my thoughts about the 6 years of podcasting and when I started back in 2008 and why I did what I wanted to do with my platform. So 6 years is pretty much a long time. So, you know, and when I started podcasting years ago, and that was during the time around 2018, and so I figured I wanted to talk about my experience with technology and way I've seen a lot of things. It's just changed. And I figured, you know, let me just have an extra voice on this too, and figured I'd share things that would educate people, make things a lot more interesting from what I've seen with a lot of tech commentators. I felt there was just a lot of room for me to go out and put myself out there. And now I know there's just a lot that's happening in the tech space. That's why I started to podcast the way I wanted to. The way I wanted to do it is I just want to have my platform. And I was, before this, I was a blogger. And as a blogger in today's world, it's definitely hard to get someone to read your blog, because also it's always good to have your podcast out there and have it worded out and have a show about that, what you want to expand and say. And I always felt that there could be more room for me to express it out through a show over than just by word, you know. And I figured by, instead of just writing all these things down and into a blog, I figured, yeah, let me just go ahead and put it down and get my voice out there. Because, you know, there's a lot of interesting people in the tech space and a lot of podcasters out there that have been, I would say that there's a lot of podcasters just doing their own thing, you know. And it's actually amazing that you got so much people, especially in so many genres, especially yoga, mindfulness, crypto. I mean, recently it's been just a big crypto boom in the podcasting world. And again, there's more people in that space starting to grow and grow every single day in the podcasting space. So there's a lot to be said. Then you got mental, personal well-being podcasts. You got talk show hosts and so many people in that space. So I figured, you know, let me just go and create a podcast and do what I love, which is about technology. And this was just an interest I've always had since I was younger. And I started to work I figured it started when I was younger. Let me put it this way. So it started when I was younger. And it was around the time when I was like eight years old in elementary school. And the first exposure to it was the desktop. And I'm sure anyone around my age growing up around, and I was born in 1991. So going through the world of desktops, you know, from what I've seen, desktops today, it's just gotten more advanced and advanced every single year. And things are changing in such a rapid pace. I mean, this is not like 1997 anymore, too. I mean, we're talking about 2023 right now, too. Where now I see a lot of younger people using devices, mobile phones. Now, if you're a streamer, you definitely need a desktop. If you're a streamer, streaming on a laptop, maybe. And, you know, that's a whole different story on that, too. But I've seen things just evolving and changing. And that's why I figured, let me just talk about something I like the most, and which is pretty much my passion is podcasting and tech and just a lot of social things that I kind of saw, you know. And I took advantage of that in 2008. And I wish, honestly, my thing about this was, I wish I started sooner, and I would have loved to have gotten to the podcasting space maybe around to late 2000, around say 2007 2008. And I've been listening to podcasts just as early as that, and I've loved it. And I just I found that niche, and I said, man, I enjoyed it too. But overall, there was a lot more people entering that podcast space because a lot of people took advantage of it, you know. And you've had actually celebrities that went in and just took over the podcasting scene around 2010. I saw the shift in podcasting, and it's not just for big names like the Adam Carollas or the Joe Rogans. And I saw things that were changing as well. And the way I look at it this way is that when you have big news casters And people in the news, in the news space that were starting to do podcasting, like PBS, NPR, I think it was New York Times, I believe, that that started up early as well. But that was something I've I wanted to get into it, and I said, you know what, let me see if I can get into it one of these days too. And to tell you the truth, I didn't know nothing about it until about later on, and how podcasting work and how all that stuff goes. So to me, that was something I wanted to go over, and I figured let me start this up, because I'm ready. I wanted to have my voice on it too. So that was the reason I started my podcast around 2018. So when I continue on podcasting through many episodes later, and I'm sure some of these pro podcasters will give me a ton of hate, but I'm going to say it. And when I started podcasting, my very first podcasting host was Anchor around 2018. And reason about this was I actually knew somebody in the internet that actually I stayed consistently in touch with for many years. Nice guy in the UK that recommended me about Anchor. And it was a freemium, and I did use it for a while. And I know a lot of people will say, well, freemiums are terrible. You don't want to ever use it, because what happens if that company goes out of business because for making such a freemium service? Oh, okay. Now, the truth be tell is that not all freemiums are great. But if you do not have the money to shell out for a podcast, I mean, it's good to use it for a while, you know, until you make some bucks and have a side job. And then once you start making income, then you can pay for a premium service. I'll have to say that I did use Blueberry for a good bit. And then until I switched over to, I don't think Blueberry was the very first one. Actually, believe it or not. So it was actually Podbeam that I've used for the first time. From Podbeam, and then to after Podbeam was Red Circle, which was another freemium. But I figured, let me use that. How bad can it get after Anchor? And Red Circle is good, but I didn't get to use Red Circle for too long. And then I switched hosting from Red Circle to Acast, and from Acast to Blueberry, which was a premium podcast that I've used for many years until I made the switch over to Simplecast, which is my current hosting provider for most of my podcasts. And so that's what I'm using right now. To me, what I see about when it comes to hosting a podcast, you have to understand there is cost to hosting. And to me, if you cannot afford hosting, then I would say my recommendation on it, I'm sure everybody's going to say, just use Anchor. But there are other freemiums out there. I would say Red Circle. Red Circle for me was the best, I think better than Anchor, because I think the service wasn't that great when I started, but I'm sure by the time Spotify pretty much purchased Anchor, they pretty much may have improved it. Who knows? I haven't went back to Anchor because of that, but we'll see how that goes, because I'm sure, who knows, my mind will change after this. But I will say that when you are going through a podcast and when you are doing it for so long, I mean, that's one thing, is that you're going to be doing these podcasts for many, many times for throughout, who knows, the months or even the years. And to me, that's been 6 years since I've worked over on Diddly on the Gray podcast for so long. And it's amazing that I still sticked around and stayed true. And nothing has changed. And the reason I had to pause my podcast because of my busy work life and schedule, many things have came about pretty much. And that is what it is. Now, going through this part right here is that when you are starting out, right here. One thing you got to remember is, even if you don't have followers, there is someone out there that's going to be listening. One thing for sure, because you bet there's going to be some person out there listening. And I'll give you an example. Like when I was doing my podcast on, I think it had to do with tech related thing with, it was a Canadian, it had to do with Canada, right? And I remember that someone picked up the episode that I did recently, and I posted up on YouTube. And I don't know what it is, but I think YouTube was going and seeing about opening up a space for podcasters. But it's hard for me to see YouTube entering up podcasting, the world podcasting, because YouTube is not meant for audio. It is meant solely based on video. I don't know why YouTube is doing it, but I think YouTube wants to try something new, and I respect for what YouTube is trying to do. But besides that, I think one of my friends picked up on that particular episode, and one thing I can say about podcasting, you know, somebody will come up and pick it up too. And one thing for sure is that a lot of people will like your episodes, and people will come out and say, "Hey, dude, you've made this episode. This was awesome. Great job on that episode." And I noticed even people in real life, they've started to pick it up because I told them about the podcast and what was the podcast all about. And it was really sweet. I think it was a very sweet thing that I received from other people, and honestly. And another note I want to put out right here is that when you are going through a show, basically, one thing I'll say that if you are going to be making an episode, if you're making an episode, make sure your style is very consistent. And I remember later on throughout my the later episodes that I end up going and talking about things that weren't consistent of my style and weren't consistent of the subject. I was talking about this too, because I went on a tangent talking about things that wasn't really suitable. And I remember going on about this too, because for one, my podcast is mostly about tech, you know, audio tech, and maybe one day I'll end up doing more YouTube videos about it, but and I'll end up doing more commentaries whenever time allows, you know. But when I did that, and I remember I did an episode, the Canadian episode, somebody thought that my podcast was about politics, which is not even further from the truth. And when I talked about that episode, particularly on that, I almost felt they misunderstood me as a political podcaster, which is not the case, because honestly, if you talk about something, you know, that you talked about, even though you may bring in people, but it will turn off others as well too, because you want to be consistent what you're talking about too, and your style, the flow of it. You, and honestly, I don't want to drag people out, and that was something I felt I had to word it out to one of my good friends about this, that said, I said, when you're going to be doing the episode, I think one day, I actually had to tell him, listen, this is not a political podcast. This is a tech podcast. And one thing, I think he never understood that. And I'm sure that a lot of people will only follow the episodes that you've done previously, about one thing, and that's it. But I don't think a lot of people will understand you, because your messaging or your style felt very different at that point in time too. And I felt that, you know, when I did that episode, it was more of a tangent. And of course it was during the days of the Corona, and a lot of people were frustrated, you know, and a lot of people were stuck at home. So that was why. And now, if you are starting out or if you are going to be talking about something, you don't even have to talk about it. It's your show. You have control of what you want to say in that dialogue at that moment. But overall, don't bring that up, because honestly, you may not want to bring more of that topic in as much as you, even though you feel there's certain, in a certain degree, you don't want to talk about it. It's best to drop it for sure. And last but not least, now I wanted to go over, especially as a podcaster, I think one thing about podcasting is it gives a lot of people the freedom to say what you want. And I think it's actually such a gift to have that right to speak what you have in mind. Now, I always say that if you are in the yoga space, meditation space, or the self-development space, which, by the way, I love the self-development podcasts that's been happening recently, and I've been listening to time to time, not on the daily, unfortunately, because I don't got time to go through it in my daily life to listen to 30 minutes, and I'm sure people are like, oh, it's just only 30 minutes. What's the problem? Well, the thing is, though, you have to sit and listen through it, and I don't want to sit through listening through it on my iPhone or on the computer all the time, too, because I got other things. Plus, I'm a podcaster as well at the same time. Even though I do like listening to other people's podcasts, you have to value your time as well, which as a podcaster, you have to think of a come up with an idea for each episode. If it's a weekly episode, cool. And now if it's a monthly episode, you definitely have time in your hands to do that too. Because I remember when I worked on my podcasts, I was doing it consistently each week, and it was awesome because I had so much time, because it gives me enough room to develop brand new ideas on the weekly. And I remember one of my old colleagues, he said he was actually a fan of my podcast throughout the time I was continuing to post every single week. And I remember he himself said that why not post every day? I want to hear your voice. And I've had to tell him, look, it's a weekly podcast. I'm not going to have all that time to develop new things every single day, you know. And if you don't have that motivation, or if you don't have the ideas in mind at that day, I can't just create new podcasts every single day, you know. And they may think you can just post out new episodes straight out of your head and put it in recording, but it's not gonna be like that for everybody, unfortunately. So when you want to create a brand new podcast, you know, yes, I would say stay consistent, be passionate about what you want to talk about, and that's all good too. And to me, I always try to make the podcast much more friendly. Again, everyone's style is different. Now, if you're the type of guy that wants to rattle somebody up, if it's like, I don't know, just political theater, you can go and talk BS. But to me, that's not the way I like to talk about. I like to talk about society, cultural, technology, things that's happening in the current, which I think it's awesome for me to even talk about. And I actually enjoy talking about finances, because there's a lot that's growing, especially with the fintech space happening. And actually, I did talk about that early on around my earlier episodes, which it's still cool. I have to say, amazing that I am going through these podcast episodes very much on the daily, not on the daily, but on the weekly, when I was very consistent at that point in time since last year, before my whole moving situation. And to me, 6 years is a long time. And I can definitely say that podcasting is worth it. Now, if you are very consistent or a good, pretty much a person that continues to stay consistent, like the shows I listen to, like Tim Ferriss, Kevin Rose. I'm sure there's so many podcasters out there to name, but I'm not going to even name them all. And lastly, and this is part of my last things I wrote down on episode 193. And so I figured, let me just put this down. Now, will I continue my podcast? So here's an easy question on an easy thing. I wrote this for myself. Yes, I will. Yes, I enjoy doing podcasts. I enjoy recording. I just got to put time into making the time into making recordings each week, because there is always time to do things around there too. As long as you know how to use your time wisely, you can do that. You can do that. And podcasting is a very easy process. And it's, first of all, what I like about podcasting is it's just you and the microphone. Of course, by choice, if you want to have a camera and post your podcast up on YouTube, you go for it. But if you decide you want to just have an audio-only podcast, that's great. Simply great on you too, because you know a lot of people have their own preference, their own style, and you know what? But you know what? Here's one thing: if you want to create a podcast for video as well, you sure can do it. And I'm sure that there are people that on the YouTube space that have. I actually seen tons of people with microphones with the Shure SM7B, whatever microphone that's expensive $400 microphone that I see all the time from a lot of podcasters, broadcasters out there using these microphones. Now, I'll tell you the truth. You do not need an expensive microphone to start off at the very first. You just don't. You know, you can start off with something simple like the Technica. I think it was called Ace Technica, and then the other one, the one I'm currently using now is the Samson Q2U. And what I like about this microphone is it's USB powered, and also it is XLR compatible as well. Now you do have to have a XLR unit and or to use XLR. I've had it before. I've actually had the Focusrite before I sold it. And one thing about the Focusrite, it is an excellent unit, and unfortunately I didn't keep it, but it's what it is. But you know, Focusrite's always create new broadcasting XLR devices all the time, so I'm not that sad. But for me, I like the XLR because at least it gives you a lot more options, especially with inputs and outputs. With USB, there's lots of limitations, but still, I do like the this type of microphone, which is the cardioid microphone. Now, of course, if you want to go for a dynamic mic and let everyone hear you, I think those microphones are good. Just keep in note that the dynamic microphones will pick up everything too, so your room has to be very insulated too. So just take note of that as well when you are starting out with microphones, because when I started podcasting, I had to do research on which was the best mic suited for me. So with that said, I liked my Q2U microphone by Samson, which is great, and I recommend it for beginners like all of you that are listening. But with that said, I'm going to go ahead and put episode 193 at rest. And to me, I already put all my thoughts of what I have to say about my time, my 6 years of podcasting. And so that way, you know what to do. But I'm sure there are other good podcasters out there that will bring more in detail on how to podcast and what hosting provider is suited for you and other recommendations. A lot of people will bring this up. To me, this is not the podcasting podcast, however, and I'm sure there are other good podcasters out there, like actually Dave Jackson talks about podcasting all the time and how to podcast and how to do this and that. So he does have a very good video up on YouTube. So if you want to check out Dave Jackson, by all means, check him out. He does have his own daily podcast to call, not the daily podcast, it's probably weekly. I'm not too sure. It's called The School of Podcasting. But yeah, go check him out too if you want to learn more about podcasting, because that's where I got my foot on the door and learning about more on podcasting, which is super cool. But with that said, this is Leon the Gray here on episode 193. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please review it if you enjoyed it. And if you want more on podcasting or tech, whatever, heck, I'm always going to be doing tech. What? Nothing's going to change right here, too. I will continue doing it. But with that said, I am out of here. I hope you have a good rest of your day. Good night for now. Thanks for listening to today's show. If you wanted to hear more on the Leon LeGray podcast, please go ahead and check out my podcast each week. I post my podcasts every single Fridays, and be sure to check up on your feed, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, you name it. I am everywhere. So thanks for listening, and please be sure to subscribe. Take care and have a nice day.